Grab your Bibles and turn with us. We're going to get you out early and so you can come back at 4. Hallelujah. But I don't want you to look to 4. I want you to look to now. Because it's a right now God. It's now faith. Praise God. Not 4 o'clock faith, but now faith. It's the substance of things, hope and evidence of things not seen. Very right now faith. Praise God. You got to have faith in God to believe God and to trust God for what he's about to do in your life. What he's about to do in your life. Seem as some of y'all have already gotten enough from God and you don't want no more. But I want some more of God. I want some more of Jesus. I want some more of word. I want some more, another level of knowing. You got to have this mindset if you want to live where Elder is teaching us on Sunday morning on that next level. Y'all still ain't there. That's okay. Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to read verse 14 through 17, and then we'll move over to 1 Peter chapter 5, read 7, 8, and verse 10 in your hearing. But let us look to Ephesians 3, beginning at verse 14. This is a prayer that the apostle is lifting up on behalf of the saints of God, the saints at Ephesus, or at Ephesus. Praise God. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. If you turn to 1 Peter, if you would, hallelujah, in verse number 7, 8, and verse, I'll drop down to 10, verse 10, he says, casting all your cares upon him, chapter 5 of 1 Peter, verse 7, 8, and I'll read verse 10 as well. Again, verse 7 from the 5th chapter of 1 Peter says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, your adversary, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And verse 10, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your very presence in this place. We thank you for your people who have come to receive a word from you on this day. Have your way with us, through us, and in us as we decree and declare your gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Can everybody say amen? Amen. Again, I read to you Ephesians 16 and 17, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, And 1 Peter 10 says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I just want to share with you from the thought today, hallelujah, the young and the restless. It's time to stop running. It's time to stop running. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Truly, God is good, and God has blessed us, and his word is powerful, and his word is blessed. And we just want to share with you today, praise God, as I said, praise God, that God has called us and has blessed us and has given us some great, anointed us with his power. And we know this is Youth Sunday. I know it don't seem that way, hallelujah, but this is still Youth Sunday. Perhaps some of you have may not remember how this Sunday came about. Be called Youth Day. And some of you may not even know that, praise God. But it was because of there was one, praise God, it was a prayer, and it was by request, praise God, coming from your, I would call for some of the younger ones here and some of the ones that here, I would call her now your big sister, Kendra. Amen. Hallelujah. When she was here worshiping and serving the Lord in her youth and part of as our youth leader, praise God, they had the fifth Sunday, or it was given them fifth Sunday for them to, for the youth to perform, but she had a desire and a burning in her heart, praise God, and she talked with Elder Rush, and she came to me and approached me and said, can we have another Sunday? Amen. I know Ella remember that. Praise God. But she wanted to have every fourth Sunday for the youth to be up singing and worshiping and praising God and taking a part in Sunday service. And after her request, we granted that, praise God, to be. Hallelujah. And look like now it's not going to be, but I'm going to believe God it still is. Yes. I'm going to believe God that it still is. It's praise God. Hallelujah. That God is still going to bring it back. We are believing, praise God, for generational restoration. Praise be to God. And I'm thanking God in advance. I'm not going to wait on you to get with me, but I'm going to proceed in God. And I'm going to be able to thank God and praise God for the youth that is in this church. Praise God, the youth that is here present now and the youth that is yet still to come and for the youth that is on their way back. Praise be to God, because God don't give something and promise us something that he will bless and then take it back. We have taken a back seat, but God is still on point, on time, and in place. And I'm going to believe God for a turnaround. I'm going to believe God for an uplifting of heart, uplifting of spirit, and uplifting of the head of the people of God, and believe God, to trust God, to bring the youth into the church. Praise God. I see signs in some of these younger ones. I was looking at them and laughing with them. They are excited about God, and they are charged. They not have full understanding, but I like what I see, and I'm thanking God in advance for what is going to be and what it shall be and what it is even right now. Praise be to God, because sometimes, saints of God, we as parents, got to take the lead. These are not the children of tomorrow. They are the church of tomorrow. This is the church of now. Right now, praise God, right now. This is the church right now. I can remember some tragic things that took place when I was a young boy coming up, praise God. And I want to share a little story that the Lord brought back to my mind and refresh me about this early this morning, praise God. And I thought about it, praise God, and I began to think on that thing and, praise God, and it caused me to have a greater desire to see the young people of God, the young people, the youth, and the middle age, and the young adults grab hold to Jesus. Praise God. There was a young man in the days of my youth. I didn't know him personally. But the story was told well. Hallelujah. This young man was, hallelujah, disrespectful, very disrespectful to his elders and to all that, praise God, that knew him. Praise God, he disagreed with them, his elders, and not only them, but he even disagreed and he was disrespectful to his own mother. My God, it was a very sad situation. There was an old lady that lived in the community. And I hope this is a true story. This is not a fictitious story. And I pray that I'm not hope it's not someone's family that you're going to bring back remembrance and regrets for what I'm saying, but I remember this as a young man. It happened, praise God, in the community, in the surrounding neighborhood that we all, some of us grew up in, even here today. There was this old lady in the community that confronted that young man and said to him, "Son, the way you disrespect your mother, you are going to die with your shoes on." I expect you to get quiet on that. Because sometimes we don't like to take that bold step to try to correct children. Hallelujah. But she said, and I remember, praise God, there was one Saturday morning, either Friday night or Saturday night. It was a Sunday morning or Saturday morning. The word went out that this young man died in a home that burnt down on him. And he was in a crouched position against the wall in that house. And he was burnt and his shoes were still on. That's the story. He was disrespectful to his adult. He was disrespectful to his mom. He would curse anybody out who didn't agree with him. But this old lady cried and she pleaded with him. She said, "Son, if you don't straighten up and treat your mama right, you will die with your shoes on." Pastor, why are you telling us that horrible story? We are living in these times today. There is a lot of hideous stuff and crazy stuff is going on with young people as well as old people. And I know y'all don't like to watch the news because, as you say, nothing but bad news. Yes, it is sad news when you find young mothers cutting the baby's head off. Decapitating their children with a chainsaw. Mutilating their bodies. Hallelujah. In a day and time we live in now. And not only that, but when we look across the land where some of our young girls as well as the young men are doing all they know to do to go over and join terrorist group. Because we don't see our kids in this community maybe doing that. It's not far-fetched because the enemy is out seeking whom he may devour and he may destroy at a young age. I come today to shake us because there is a shaking in the land today. There is a shaking in the church today. There is a shaking in our homes today. Hallelujah. We need Jesus. We need the word of God to return back to the church as well as in our homes today. Young and restless. It's time for us to stop running. All of us may not be young, but there are some of us are restless because we are so focus on what I want, what I need, how I'm going to get it, and when I'm going to get it, and how much of it I will get, till we are forgetting about Jesus. We are forgetting about our children. We are leaving them home, and we are taking them to the ball game, and we take them to the sports field, and I encourage you to be supportive of your children. But when Sunday morning come around, they're still in the bed sleeping, and we are in church. Something is wrong with the pitcher's iron. Something wrong. How is the church going to survive? How is the church going to grow when we leave the church of the day, the young generation of the day, sitting home, reading, watching TV? Woo, hallelujah. I didn't come to make you shout. I come to hear the word over to us, that God is speaking in my spirit. God has showed me some vision of some of the children that used to be in the church. But I'm saying to your mamas and your daddies, you got to hold on. God says they're going to return. But it's going to take some action from us. We cannot sit and we cannot enable their habits. Enable them in bad habits. Do what you can and do what you got to do to keep your children. But you can't not afford, you can't afford to enable them in their bad habits. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. You got to make, you got to let no be no and yes be yes. Hallelujah. And trust God for the results. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to share this and praise God because, you know, we have a son ourselves that he's not where he should be and where he could be. Hallelujah. But we got a phone call a few, maybe over a month, maybe 2 months ago. He said, Daddy, come get me. They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. They got a hit out on me. But I said, son, I can't get there. Oh, hallelujah. But you got to do what you know to do, and I'm going to do it with you. You got to trust God with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. And I'm going to pray, and your mom and I are going to pray, and we're going to believe God to make a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes, saints, it wasn't an easy thing to say. It was a hard thing, a hurting thing, and a challenging thing. I just got to go and I went and sit down in my wife, and we sat down and we talked about it, and the Spirit of God brought us on one accord to it. Praise God. Said, we got to trust God. Yeah, 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 woo! Saints of God, it's time for the people of God. They got to believe God to be God. We got to show our children the God we believe in is real. We got to have faith in God. And we got to speak some hard and tough things to our children so that they will know that God is still, and God will prove himself to be real. But we can't be Hickamessiah and jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and running through the church, but don't have no faith to trust God. We got to get back to faith in God and trust God. Because God is not going to let anything happen that he don't want to happen. Hallelujah. If it was his plan, it would have happened anyway. Praise be to God. But if God, you have faith in God and believe God, is not that time, Lord. He grew up in the church. He know the word of God. He been taught the word of God. Just like you've been in, you are in here today. Hallelujah. We got to pull the word of God out of them. Bring them to this sense and let them know that God loves you and we do too. Oh, hallelujah. And not too long after that, later on, we got to find out on Facebook. He got, praise God, hallelujah. He's on a being trained on a new job. Woo. The enemy said, I'm going to take him out. But we got a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He that I'm training on a new job. Hallelujah. God has not failed me yet. And he's not going to fail you. If you have faith to believe and a will to trust God. Some of you got children sitting home and they have made up their mind. Ain't going to church no more. But I saw something in them. I saw the hand of God on them while they were here. It wasn't fake and it wasn't a phony, but I saw the realness of the word, and I'm believing God. My God said, if my word go out, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which I please. I'm thanking God for the accomplishment of the word that has already been shared in their lives. But you gotta have some faith. Pastor can't have faith for you. Yes, pastor and first lady got to stand for first lady and pastor and believe God that the work will be done. But if you want to see a turnaround, you got to gird up your loins, turn down your plate, and get before God and do what you know you got to do and what you need to do. Hallelujah. You love them, but you got to, sometimes you just got to love the hell out of them. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to hate on your children, and I'm not telling you to do them bad. Hallelujah, but you got to make some hard decisions. You got to make some hard. They are young and restless. You got to remember what you got to remember. I don't know, maybe I'm just remembering myself. We were there one time. We were right where they are one time ourselves. But what brought you here was the prayer of the righteous. What brought me here was the word of God. What kept me alive was Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, that I didn't want to honor at the time, but somebody prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. Hallelujah, and here I stand, here I am, without one plea, but I thank God for blessing me. Oh, we got to come up in faith, saints. We've got to come up in worship and praise. We are sitting down on God, worrying about what's going on in your body. But you got to praise that thing out and worship this thing out so that God can share. Your praise got to get so heavy and your worship got to get so thick that it'll get up into heaven and it's going to upset the throne of God. And God's going to do something about it. But as long as you are comfortable and not going to worship and praise God, and you're just going to sit and worry about it, ain't nothing going to happen. But when you get out of your own comfort, sad, pity party zone and start trusting God and believing God for a miracle and thanking God for the result before we see it, ain't nothing going to happen until we get faithful and show ourselves faithful unto God. We are hidden and missing. Oh, help me up in your Holy Ghost. We are hidden and missing. We are aiming low and not aiming high. We are thinking mediocrity and not thinking high in God. We are just wishing and hoping and ain't praying and praying and seeking and seeking. You stop praising and you got to seem like if you're tired of worship. Seem like you come just because you are obligated to come. But I come because I love him. I come because I worship him. I come to praise him. I come to get together with those who have like faith and like passion that we can glorify God. I just don't want to clap my hand, but I want to get excited about what I don't see yet. But to believe God, to turn it around, don't look shocked, don't look surprised. Yes, I'm real. Hallelujah. 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 We've got to put on, praise God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and above all, the shield of faith. Throw away your pity party attitude. That's right. That's right. Throw it out the window. Pull down them imaginations and them strongholds that is trying to captivate your heart and your mindset. Stop worrying about who's going to hate you. Stop worrying about who don't like you. Somebody going to like you when you do good. Hallelujah, and they're going to like you when you do bad. Some going to hate on you when you do good, and they're going to hate on you when you do bad. So what's up with that? I'm going to turn to the one that who never hates on me. I'm going to turn to one who always promised me that I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Even when I stumble, slip, or stagger, thank you, Jesus. He remained faithful, waiting on me to turn my life over to him completely. Saints of God, we got to stop fussing about what the world is doing and start doing what we're supposed to do. Because God ain't going to move on this world situation until we move for him. Check out Israel. I'm not talking about the modern day, but in the Bible. Hallelujah. When Israel got with God, God got with them. He didn't fail not a time. Hallelujah. As long as Israel got back and repent and got on track with the word of God and the will of God and the prophets that proclaimed the word of God to them, praise God. When they got on point with God, God was on point with them. I don't know about you, but you can't sit around here and wish this church get full. Hallelujah. You can't sit around here and wish that things get better. We got to walk right and live better and do right and trust God with all your might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After being said, mama may not want to go and grandpa may not want to go and daddy and sister or brothers may not want to go, but I got to go for Jesus. Somebody got to stand in the gap and cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Somebody got to stand. Hallelujah. Yes, this is you, Sunday. It's you, Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's you, Sunday. And I say unto the young and to the young at heart today, you might be young and restless, but Jesus cares about you. And I do too. Hallelujah. He said, by the riches of his glory, he wants to strengthen you. God wants to strengthen us. Hallelujah. How he wants to strengthen us? Through his spirit, praise God, in your inner man. That inner person. Mm-hmm. Gotta be strengthened in the faith in God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you shall reap if you faint not.
That's
right. Yeah. We are fainting. Yeah. Trouble is causing us to faint. Financial situation is causing us to faint. Hallelujah. Indebtedness is causing us to faint. Ooh, hallelujah. But we got to get a hold of ourselves and see why we are over our head in debt. And then figure out a plan to get out of debt. And then invite God to help us.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going to use this word now. I'm not throwing off in Islam. But the Bible says, praise God, do not give good word to the swine.
Yeah.
What are you saying? What is Jesus saying? What are we saying? He said they would trample it under their feet. Hallelujah. He was using that parable of a swine, but he's saying, praise God, he was talking about trying to give the word of God to people who don't care. People who don't have a consciousness of what God can do and will do and shall do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we take the word of God and trample it under our feet until God sent a blessing your way.
Worship and praise God. If I don't ever see another miracle,
hallelujah! Guess what? My God, he has done enough for me already. He has given me eternal life. Hallelujah! My name, praise God, has been signed in heaven. My name, been written in the book of life. Hallelujah! It wasn't because I was so good and because I was so faithful. It's because I humbled myself unto a Savior who was able to save me from me. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. That's why the disciples came back and they were so excited and they were thrilled, just like us when you go out and do a little work and we see God heal and people fall down when you lay hands on them and people and devils, demons being cast out. I've seen demons cast out from the laying on of hand. I saw one young man laying in the ditch dead. Everybody was saying, when I pull up, he's dead. Everybody was crying. He's not breathing, he's dead. But I was coming from a revival on my family, on our way home, and he was down in the ditch, flat on his back, couldn't even get down in the ditch with him. But I was able to reach in and check the pulse. I'm certified in CPR. I checked every place I could look for a pulse. I got my head down in this close enough to see if I could feel the breath coming out of his nostrils, and there was nothing. there was nothing, and they'd already calling the ambulance into what funeral home we need to call. But I got down as close as I could and lay hands on him and say, in the name of Jesus, death, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I heard a breath come up out of his body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and breathe out of it. I didn't do the pump in the chest or nothing. I just say, in the name of Jesus, death, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the man said, breathe a deep breath. And I said, y'all stay with me. The ambulance will be here shortly. I'm on my way to Columbia. Me and my family got to go on to Columbia. Don't try to get him up. Just stay with him, because his neck may be messed up or something. But just stay with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I've almost forgotten about it. One Sunday I was visiting the church, and a young lady came up to me, tears running down her face. And I wondered what she wanted me to pray with her. She just said, I thank you for saving my for keeping my uncle alive. I said, it wasn't me. It was God. It was God. Thank you, you didn't know who he was. But I know God. Hallelujah. I was prompted by the Spirit just to do what I did in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I know what God can do. I know what God will do. If you haven't experienced nothing with God, you haven't been active in the work of God. See, y'all, you can't make it on what other folks say. You got to make it on what you know. You got to make it in your salvation, in your relationship, and your walk with God upon your experience with God. You got to stop running every time your feeling get hurt. God is allowing your feeling get hurt so you can get out of you. Because every time you run because your feeling get hurt and you shut down on God, God said, I can't, you ain't ready yet. Hallelujah. Didn't not he said, you shall suffer for a while. Yeah, that's right. But I'm going to strengthen you. Ooh. God want to build us. Hallelujah. God want to build us, saints. Your trouble come to make you strong. Make you want to fight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm finding a church today, hallelujah, that don't want to fight no more. Hallelujah. We want everything to be handed to us on silver platters. And we want to sit in the sanctuary and say, oh, God, I need you to do this for me, but I ain't going to do nothing until you do it. Hallelujah. He said, he wants to strengthen you through his Spirit in the inner man. Yes, Christ wants to dwell in our heart through your faith in him. Through faith. He wants to dwell through faith in him. He wants you to be rooted and grounded in love. My God, hallelujah. That's a simple saying, but that's a powerful word. To be rooted and grounded in love. Love covereth a multitude of sin. The love of God is unconditional love. Hallelujah. We've got conditioned love. Hallelujah. Even with God. Lord, I want you to bless me. And we sit on the seats and on the pew waiting for God to bless you. Won't witness to nobody. Won't come to Bible class. Won't pray. Won't fast. Won't just come. Just come and look and stare me down. As if you would dare me to say something that may conflict with your living. Oh, God. But don't you know the Holy Ghost will rise up in me, and I don't have to know anything about you nor your situation, and he'll cause a word to come out of my mouth that just mess up your little situation and expose you to you and nobody else. That's right. That's right. That's what the word will do. That's what the anointing will do. That's what the power of God will do. I've never heard so many people come to me as they did at the workers' meeting and thank me for a word of what is dealing in their life. I had preachers and lay people and missionaries and all tell me, I thank you for the word. That's just what I needed. Jesus. And we was talking about the restoration for the missing generation. Ooh, hallelujah. God told me to take this word wherever I go and preach this word to the church. It's not a limited word to Bible way something, but the word of God is reaching the nation. The word of God is going cross denomination and they're touching the people that God loves. We got to get out of some of our hang up with who ought to be saved and who should not be saved. I don't know who God want to save, but his word says, he does not desire that any should perish. We got to get up out of our seats of do nothing and get active right here in Bible Way something. If you want to see your situation turn around, you got to do some turning around. You got to make up in your mind. No matter what come my way, no matter what happened on my job, no matter what happened to my life, I'm going to stand for Jesus Christ and his holiness and his righteousness. They can lie on you. Their hate mongers can hate on you. But you got to still stand because he said, I want to strengthen you. I want to settle you. I want to establish you that you can go forth in the power of his might. Ooh, I don't have time to impress nobody. All I got is a little enough time here to preach what Jesus says. Preach this gospel, praise God, and let it be known that God loves you. God cares about us. Let me finish this. You must be grounded in his love. You see that the world wants you to, God wants you to love, but the world wants you to. But the world, the problem with the world, it can't grow you. Yeah, I'm not saying there ain't nothing out there for you in the world. The world, I'm talking about the world system. That's right. Wants you. And who is the prince in the power of the air? The devil. Right. Who is the ruler of the air? Praise God. I'm not talking about over God, but the prince in the power is Satan. And as was said this morning, he comes to mess with your mind. He comes to mess your mind up. He wants you to see your problem, and he wants to see you. Want you to see your inadequacies. He wants to see where you are, and then he'll give you a big pity party. Invite a lot of his friends to come along with him. Praise be to God that he would just mess your mind up and you find yourself sitting idle, but then having all kind of stress problems and all kind of anxieties and all kind of worrations, and you're about to get yourself sick and we go to the doctor and the doctor can't find out what's wrong with you, and you run to the chiropractor and you run to this and you run to that person and they all can't come up with the same conclusion. I don't know what your problem is, but like I told you some time ago, you gotta go to the one who made you. You gotta go to the one who is able to fix whatever wrong with you. I'm not telling everybody in here, if you got a little ache in your body and you got a little arthritis in your joint, that God gonna fix everything. But you ought to know that God can keep me in arthritis. And rider can't stop me. Thank you, Jesus. You got to know that whatever is ailing you, you got to know that God is still able to keep you through whatever you're going through, because God gets right down in your go through and stay there with you while you're going through, and just to encourage you and let you know that I'm with you in your battle. I'm with you in your storms. I'm with you in your trials, and I'm with you in your tribulation. But if you just stay right there, and if you just hold on, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to bring you through. But you got to remain faithful in all that you're going through, in all that you're wrestling with, and everything that's trying you. God is bigger, God is greater, and God is better. Sometime it gets you to the point you start looking for another church. You think it's in the other church, but your deliverance is in God. Your blessing is in Jesus. You may not like all of my decisions, and you may not like the way I do it, but your deliverance is not in the church up the, down the road or across town. Your deliverance is in Jesus. Your strength and your victory and my victory is in Christ Jesus. So I've made up my mind. I will not become a wandering saint, wandering all over the place looking for a miracle, looking for a tent revival. But I look for Jesus. I look for the anointing. I look for the power of the Holy Ghost. I look for the strength of Almighty God. All of my help coming from the Lord. My help cometh in the midnight hour, in the early morning, whenever it come, it's all right with me. I'm going to continue to look to the hills, for whence cometh my help. Because my help, my deliverance, my power, my peace, my joy, my deliverance come from the Lord God Almighty. I may have to go through the valleys of the shadows of death, but my God, his rod and his staff comfort me while I'm in my trouble. I'll tell trouble, you may be what's messing with me today, but you better wait until tomorrow. Because my Bible says, weeping may endure. It didn't say it have to endure, but it may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. I heard somebody said, how long is the night? As long as God allow it. And I know God is still able. I speak to the young and the restless. You may be old in heart, but you got a young mind. Hallelujah. You may be old in your life, but young in the way we think. See, that's one of the problems today. One of the problems. We want to be younger, but we don't want to be holier. I want to stay young as long as God allowed me to stay youthful. Hallelujah. May have some senior moments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Laugh now. You'll get there one day. Right, D? All right. You'll have some senior moments, but you ain't having no moments, senior moments with God. God said, I'll renew your strength. I'll renew it. That means, hallelujah, my strength sometime may go down. But he said, I'll renew it. I'll pop back up. Thank you, Jesus. Just like a dead battery in your car, a half-dead battery. If it don't fit on that first turn, it's going down. You got to get a jump. If that thing don't hit on that first turn, you can forget it. You can hit that. You ain't going nowhere, baby. You got to get some power. Sometime I felt like, almost like a dead battery. But hallelujah, but my help came. Hallelujah. My help cometh. Hallelujah. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you in that trouble. But you got to have a right mind, a right mindset. You got to have a right attitude. You can't be cursing and swearing against everybody who calls you to be in that moment. Because it really wasn't their fault. You dare. It was your fault. Because as a child of God, you don't let the devil can't put you where you don't want to go. So why are you going to let some human person put you down to the point you can't go to church? You so upset you can't read your word. You so mad you can't pray right now. I got to wait till I get my mad attack over before I can pray. What in the world is that? What kind of saint is that? Amen. Yeah, I'll come down with you. I'll come down and talk to you. I ain't scared. God is calling. God is pulling on my heart to preach this gospel to his people because we are getting weak in the faith. Weak. Every time you see something don't look like God, you don't know whether to run or cry. And all God's saying is pray and believe me and trust me. Hallelujah. I had a talk with, I know Josh, your mother. She called me as she was in travel and let me know what the situation. And I was asking her a lot. I said, look, I'm asking you a lot of questions because we can't touch and agree like physically. But I'm asking you this question not to be nosy, but I want to know what to pray for. I said, I know anxiety, that's your son. And I know, I said, excuse me for asking these questions. I want some details because you're afraid they're going to have to do what they got to do before you get there. But we got to pray to God who's already there. See, I'm not a preacher that always like to run to the hospital every time I hear somebody thump their toe. But if you call me and tell me to pray, I pray then. Because you might die and something can happen before I get there. But I'm going to pray to the one who's already there. And that's Jesus. He's there. I might be on the way, but my prayer can go before I get there. If you just speak the word, my servant will be healed. It don't always happen the way I think it should happen, the way I pray for it to happen. But I still know God is able. I'm not going to stop praying because I pray for one and they don't make it through what they're going through. Because it's the final authority is God. But I will pray the prayer of faith and trust and believe God. And when it don't happen, I can still say, God, that your will was done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, that's the mindset as believers we're going to have to get. Stop being so disappointed and so hurt when things don't turn out the way you've been praying. There may be nothing wrong with you and all your prayer you made, but God's got has the final say. We got to have enough wisdom and understanding and knowledge about our great God to know that God is still in control. You see, I tell you this often, and some of y'all still don't believe what I'm saying, and you think I'm being stubborn or harsh or insensitive, but I said, I don't want you to have your faith that's supposed to be in God in me. I want you to have faith and confidence in me that I will stand for you and stand with you in whatever your spiritual battle or warfare going on. I'm in prayer with you, and I'll touch and agree with you, but your faith got to be in God. People, churches are going the way after the heart of man and rather than after the heart of God. It's surprising some of how people will go after what the pastor say, but won't go after what God say. I'm not saying you shouldn't go along with it and be with pastor what he says and what he acts in, but I'm talking about some of these pastors are acting stuff of people has nothing to do with kingdom. Has absolutely nothing. And they'll go down and borrow money, but won't pay tithe and offering into the house of God. Sending your money all across the United States to some preacher who sat on TV and promised you something and prophesied over you, and he don't know you from Adam's house cat. Lift up that generic prophecy. that could fit anybody. And just because you happen to be in that category, you write your check. And you're still waiting for some results. And I could stand here and ask you to be committed to something that we are desiring to do here for to make the ministry better. And you get attitudes. What's wrong with Pastor? Wouldn't he know that the times are tight? Show me where times are tight with God in that Bible. Amen. I see tight. I saw tight times in family with people, but it never been tight with God. It was tight with the people because of their sin. Famine came because of their sin and disobedience. All that sin. Trouble came because they went a whoring after other gods. They commit fornication and adultery with other gods. How's that, Pastor? What do you mean? That's what's one of in read Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah. How is that? Because you are, because he said you are. I'm married to the backslider. And you go chasing after other gods. It's just like chasing after a man or a woman with God. Because he said, I am God. I'm a jealous God. Just like you are a jealous wife and a jealous husband. I'm not talking about this jealousy that take you and have you going doing crazy stuff. If a man ain't jealous of his wife and a wife not jealous of a husband, then you don't love him. What are you saying, Pastor? No one wife want to see other women flirting with her husband. No husband want to see other men flirting with his wife. Because there's a level of jealousy there. Your flirting, first lady flirting should be with me. And all my flirting should be with her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And both of us have been tempted in those areas. But I'll tell them in a minute. They can be looking fine, dressing fine, smelling good. But I got a wife at home. Amen. Hallelujah. In my single days and unsaved days, they could have been attracted to me. And it could be, there's some of the bottom that could be attracted in my saved life. But I got a wife at home. And ain't looking for another one. Ain't looking for nothing on the side. Because I got my rib back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young and rested. Why are you still running? God said, the word says, cast all your cares upon him. Stop running. Stop worrying. Stop being anxious and go to Jesus and learn how to wait patiently on the Lord. Hallelujah. I know some of you, I'm not saying all of them are bad, but some of y'all on them online dating. And all of them ain't single. Whoops. 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 You're looking for a prospect, and you're already married. That flirting demon don't care about you married. You may not have no intention of following through, but you will just want to charge in your flesh. Stay right there if you want. It'll get beyond you. It'll cause your flesh. What Jesus? You have been tempted drawn away and enticed of your own lusts. And when lust finishes, there comes sin. And when sin cometh, it's death. Oh, my God. Stand to your feet. I'm going to quit.